Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. To quote it in the Psalm of David, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go unto the house of the Lord. I want to welcome you to the Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. We are a circle of friends here under the teaching and tutelage of the Pastor Darlene Bundage, a wonderful woman of God. This is our power of prayer. I'm Apostle Horsley with my lovely wife and bride, Evangelist Horsley. And this is our hour of power of prayer. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. Worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There is something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like a fragrance,
like a fragrance
after the rain. Kings and kingdoms shall all pass away, but there is something about that name.
Glory, glory.
We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise because you are our righteousness. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like
you.
I believe in miracles. I've seen the soul set free. Miraculously, the changing one redeemed through Calvary. I've seen the lily push its way up through the stubborn soil. I believe in miracles because I believe in God. So give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks unto the Holy One.
Give thanks
because he's given us Jesus Christ, his Son. And now, let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what the Lord Thursday morning, the 17th day of August. Hallelujah to God. They used to sing an old sanctified song. It's another day and journey, and I'm so glad because the world can't do wrong and God done. Hallelujah to God. Father, it's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that we come before that throne of grace, O Lord, because it's in you, Lord God, that we move and breathe, O Lord God, and we have our being, O Lord God. God, we ask that you would stretch forth your hand, God, like never before, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would bless and that you would strengthen, O Lord God, that you would have thine own way, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, that name that is above every name, O Lord God, at the sound of that great name, O Lord God, we realize, O Lord God, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So God, we come thanking you on this Thursday morning, O Lord God, realizing, O Lord God, that this whole world is in your hand, O Lord God. And as Mother would say, this world is ruled by your command, O Lord God. Lord God, so we come before you, Lord God, to bring you the fruits of our lips, O Lord God, the sacrifice of praise, O Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God. We ask that you bless everyone that's in queue, Lord God, everyone who came to worship this morning, O Lord God, individually and collectively, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, I ask that you bless the bus company that's looking to hire me, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, RJ. Lord God, transportation, Bessie Transportation, that you will bless them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, that you will bless all those that are going to school by school buses today, O Lord God, and commuting, O Lord God, in the traffic, O Lord God. Praying over our pastor, Scholastica, Lord God, that's on a missionary journey, O Lord God, for a safe arrival and a trip back home, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Bless our children, O Lord God, our grandchildren, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, bless the son, O Lord God, that needs our help this morning, O Lord God, and in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you bless and strengthen, O Lord God, that you're moving by your spirit and by your power, Lord God. For God has spoken once or twice, if I heard this, that power belongs unto God. So, Lord God, we come to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise we which you deserve in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We ask that you bless our pastor, Darlene, O Lord God, the evangelist, Darlene, the bite me, my Darlene, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would bless and strengthen every grandma today, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Those that are looking for jobs, O Lord God, that have not, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you would bless, O Lord God, during this time, O Lord God, in Jesus' name, O Lord God. Seem like things are up and down in the economy, O Lord God. Lord God, we realize, O Lord God, that the government is upon your shoulder, O Lord God, that you would give us, O Lord God, and grant us, O Lord God, this day our daily bread, O Lord God. Lord God, we have not forgotten our benefits, O Lord God, and what you have done for us, O Lord God. We never shall forget what you've done, O Lord God. Lord God, we want to thank you and praise you today, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. For laying down last night, O Lord God, the early rise this morning, O Lord God, you didn't have to do it, but you did, O Lord God. So we ask that you just bless and strengthen right now, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Rebuking principalities and power, spiritual wickedness in high places, O Lord God. We come before you, O Lord God, asking that you bless and touch the body, O Lord God. High blood pressure, low blood pressure, osteoporosis, sugar diabetes, O Lord God. Renal failure, Lord God. Lord God, our cardiac system, O Lord God. Respiratory problems, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Look on, O Lord God, rebuke the virus, O Lord God. They say HIV virus, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, O Lord God. Lord God, the COVID spirit, O Lord God, that you would break it, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Every demonic force, O Lord God, principalities and power, Lord God. Lord God, we come to battle, Lord God, against principalities and powers, O Lord God. Spiritual wickedness in high places, O Lord God. We ask that you address us this morning, O Lord God. And the whole armor of God, O Lord God, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, O Lord God, the sword of the spirit, O Lord God, keep our peace sharp and proper, preparated with the gospel of peace, O Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you today, O Lord God. We say, what shall we render, God, unto you, O Lord God, for all your mercy, O Lord God, for all of your benefits, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. For God spoke once and twice, and I heard this, that power belongs unto God, Lord God. We ask that you heal every way, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Over at St. Jude Hospital, O Lord God, we work on our cancer, Lord God, in children, O Lord God. Lord God, the Mayo Clinic, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and all those that have appointments today, O Lord God, that you attend to them, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we pray that you break the power of drug addiction, O Lord God. Even to those that don't think they have a bad addiction, O Lord God, just let it be broken today, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Let them begin to wonder back what it was like having a natural high, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Lord God, we pray the government of this United States, O Lord God, of America, O Lord God, that you would bless, O Lord God, in a miraculous way, Lord. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Hallelujah. Glad to be here. Glad to be in the service. Hallelujah to God. It's been a very exciting week. Hallelujah to God. With all the ups and downs, this way, that way, extreme heat. Hallelujah. We're praying that it will cool off. Hallelujah to God. We're moving into September in a little while. Just a few more days, and we'll be right there. Hallelujah to God. This month is over halfway over. Hallelujah to God. And we're still here going strong in spite of what's going on, in spite of the calamities, the fire. Hallelujah. And the wars and the rumors of war. God is faithful to his word, and we thank God and we bless him in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray that you just bless and hold us, Lord God, in the hollow of your hand, Lord God. You know, we had a little thing come up, a little hiccup there with the station this week. And what it comes to me is that, you know, the scripture God gives us, always gives us a scripture that sort of coincides with what we're going through, more or less. Hallelujah. And that, when I heard that it wasn't working, I said, well, that means that we just have to fight a little bit harder. We have to pray continuously, day and night, and not let this word of God pass from us. Hallelujah to God. Because Nehemiah, we're on the wall. We're going to have a weapon in one hand and work with the other. Yeah. Hallelujah. Just keep the praises of God on our mind, body, soul, and spirit. Hallelujah to God. We want God to just bless and continue to bless. As I mentioned, and I like to mention that we are serving an active devil. Hallelujah to God. Because we're talking about the kingdom of God. We're doing what's right in the eyesight of God. It's pleasing. But you have to realize one thing, saints of God, that when you start doing the will of God, and as long as God has blessed us to be on this platform here and the circle has been here, hallelujah to God, and going up in prayer, hallelujah to God, with wise counsel and everything and teaching, he's been blessing, you have to look for the adversary to come. Because the Bible declares that, I probably get the scripture for you, that when kingdom of God and the power of God, and that word becomes a strength of the kingdom, hallelujah to God. And you're serious about it. The devil himself comes. The chief himself comes to steal that word out of your heart that you won't have it. But we thank God that we stand on the word of God. We stand on the promises that cannot fail. To him be the glory, to God be the glory, the honor, and the praise forever in the name of Jesus. Well, God, we thank you and we praise your name, Jesus. I believe my wife had the scripture of the week. And we're going to get the scripture of the week, and we're going to go forth in the name of Jesus. We thank God for everyone that's here this morning. Amen.
Yes, praise the Lord, and we thank you, Apostle, for that beautiful, inspirational prayer and those words. We thank God for using you this morning mightily, and we do greet each and every one of you in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We do give him honor. He is the head of our lives. Hallelujah. We do honor him. Praise God. We do honor our great visionary, great woman of God, Pastor Darlene Bundage, and all of our fabulous facilitators during the week. To God be the glory. We thank God for each and every one of them, Minister Alice, Marie, Minister Gladys, praise the Lord, Minister Chris, Pastor Galactica, Apostle Worsley, and of course myself. We just thank God for all of the people of God in their respective places. Now, I'll be reading the scripture of the week. Praise God. It's a powerful scripture. Praise God. It's a scripture of a few words, but it's so powerful indeed. Praise the Lord. You know, we know good things come in small packages sometimes, the best things. Okay, I'm going to read 1 Thessalonians 5:17. It says, pray without ceasing, pray without ceasing, which we know means pray consistently, persistently, pray fervently, in other words. We are certainly living in the last and evil day, and we know that Apostle Paul is the writer of this particular epistle. And basically, this Ephesians 5 is power-packed with various directions and instructions of how we as saints of God ought to be conducting ourselves, knowing that the time is running short, knowing that Jesus is soon to come any day, any night, any time. Hallelujah. We must be prepared. This is a beautiful chapter that we need to meditate. This is one of those chapters that we need to be meditating in day and night. For it gives us directions and instructions in a sense, holy living, how we should actually live holy, praise the Lord, in these last times. I'm going to read from verse 1, and as I read, you will see how it's very made plain. Apostle Paul makes it very plain of how we should be living as people of God in these last times. Jesus says, be ye holy, even as I am holy. Hallelujah. So he gives us specifics here. It starts off in verse 1. It says, but of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for you yourselves perfectly know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, talking about us, the saints, but ye, brethren, are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. In other words, you should be prepared. You should be living holy. You should be doing the word of God. Be doers, not just hearers. 5 says, ye are all the children of light. Hallelujah. Remember, we were translated, saints, out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of Jesus Christ. And it says, ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Hallelujah. In other words, we are not living in our flesh. We are not living according to the dictates of the flesh anymore. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day, as those who are saved, truly sanctified, truly filled with the Holy Ghost, with a mighty burning fire, put on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Saints, Ephesians 6:11 says we got to put on this whole armor of God so that we could stand against the wiles of the enemy. Saints of God, we got to be dressed head to toe in Jesus. Every part of the armor of God represents Jesus, from the helmet of salvation to our feet shod with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We got to have on that breastplate of righteousness. We got to have our loins girded with truth. We got to have the shield of faith, saints of God. We got to use that sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And we know the shield of faith will quench the fiery darts of the enemy, saints, so that we could stand in these last days, that we may be prepared, saints, for his coming. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Saints, we are in a win-win situation. Whether we are alive here on this earth or we go back with them in heaven, we will always be with the Lord. What a great promise. What a comfort. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together, edify one another as you also do. In other words, let's build each other up, saints. Let's not tear one another down. And to esteem them very highly in love, excuse me, verse 12, and we beseech you, brethren, to know them that labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you. Those of us who are on this prayer line, we got to remember to give honor to Pastor Bundage and to every facilitator. We need to be lifting up the leadership of our churches, saints, leadership of our ministry groups. We need to be praying for one another every day that they be able to stand and that they would be able to quench the fiery darts of the enemy. Don't you know the enemy wants to take us out? The enemy comes to steal, y'all, kill, and to destroy. What do he want to steal? He want to steal your joy. He want to steal your testimony. Lord, we want to steal your faith. Hallelujah. He wants to tear us down. But saints, we got to remember to pray for one another as well as we're praying for ourselves. Praise the Lord. 13 says, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. Remember those that are working in ministry, as I just mentioned, and even in your churches, and be at peace among yourselves. We should not be backbiting. We should not be envying, hating, being jealous. All these things, saints, we will never see the power of God manifested. Don't you know it's important that we come together like we're doing and praying for one another continuously, knowing that our prayers avail of much, saints. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. Don't you know, saints of God, that we are living epistles being read of all men? Do you know that it's not what we say more, it's more than a witness in what we are doing. True, it's good that we speak salvation, all that's good, but people are looking to see if you're living the life. Hallelujah. You know, we can tell our children all we want not to say bad words, but if we say bad words, what do you think is going to happen? I mean, what we telling them is going to fall to the ground. It don't mean nothing. You know, so we got to make sure we are doers of the word, not just talking the talk, but let's walk the walk. Hallelujah. Verse 15 says, see that none render evil for evil. I like that. Unto any man. Just because somebody do you wrong, don't you go contemplating how you're going to get them back. That's worldly. You know, when we were in the world, That's how we thought. Oh, she got me. Oh, I'm going to get her back. Oh, she don't know what's coming her way. But no, we have to let God deal with individuals and pray that they be saved. Pray for your enemies. That's what Jesus said. Pray for those who despitefully use you. You know, pray for those who don't, in essence, pray for those who are acting, you know, ornery at times. Pray for them. Many times, as Jesus said from the cross, they don't know what they do. So the main thing, let's pray for salvation for our enemies as well as others. Pray for their soul salvation that they may turn their lives around, be convicted of their sins, repent, and turn to Jesus. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. 16 says, rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. Saints, we know, and all of us know how important prayer is. It's the most important tool in our spiritual weaponry, our spiritual arsenal. We must pray. Just as automatic as we breathe, we've got to be prayer warriors. We got to be prayer intercessors. We all have been called to intercede for others and making sure that you're praying also for yourself. Pray, hallelujah. The word of God gives to know in James 5:16 that the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man, saints, availeth much. We can change our circumstance. We can change ourselves, our way of thinking, hallelujah, so that we can walk a righteous life, a life that's pleasing in essence to the Lord. We can change our circumstances. We could change our cities. We could change the lives of those in our families. We could change our nation and even the world. Saints of God, Mark 11:24 reminds us that whatsoever things we desire when we pray, believe that we receive them and we shall have them. Just want to remind you, saints, that when we pray, let's make sure that there is no blockage between us and our prayers to God. And we know the hindrances to prayer, one of the main ones, is unbelief. If you're not praying in faith, go back to the altar, ask God to forgive you, and ask God for more faith. Without faith, saints, we cannot please him. Praise God. We got to make sure that we are not praying with unforgiveness in our hearts. We have to let this foolishness go. I know people who are grown in their 50s and 60s and still holding on to some childhood mishap that happened between them and a sibling, between them and someone else. But we have to let it go, saints. This is why your prayers will be hindered. Glory be to God. We have to make sure that, you know, when we be angry, hallelujah, we have to let that go. You know, we have to let anger go. We have to let bitterness go. Whatever it is, let it go if you expect to have an effective prayer. Listen, we are on this prayer line not just to hear ourselves pray, not just to beat the air, but we are praying because we know God is a prayer answering God. Glory be to God. We have this confidence, y'all, when we come on this prayer line that God hears us when we pray. Hallelujah. Because we are praying according to his will. Praise the Lord. And we have the petitions that we have given to him. Hallelujah. This is the confidence that we have when we pray. We are praying according to the word of God. We have to learn to get the promise that we may be needing. Pray that promise and believe God for it. Hallelujah. Whether it's for healing, whether it's for a monetary breakthrough, you need an apartment, a house, a car, whatever it is, you might need more love, more joy. Ask God. God said if the natural father give his sons good gifts, how much more would God give us the Holy Ghost? How much more would God give us love if we ask him, Lord, give me more of your kind of love. Let me love with that agape love toward my brother and my sister. Lord, give me peace in my heart. Many people act out. Now, they're saved now, but they act out many times because they don't have a true peace in Christ Jesus. All we have to do is recognize that having peace, love, joy, wisdom, knowledge, understanding is simply a prayer away. Prayer, hallelujah, with a pure heart. Make sure there's nothing blocking our communication to God. Making sure that we are praying out of a pure heart. Making sure that we are praying in faith, saints. Glory be to God. We want to make sure, saints, when we come to God, we come with a spirit of even fasting. We need to continue to fast. Remember, our theme for this month is an urgent call to prayer and fasting. But we have to understand that this urgent call is, it should be for a lifetime for us that are saved. We've got to recognize we are in the last and evil days, and we must prevail, y'all, in prayer. Glory be to God, because we know faith is the key. Hallelujah. Prayer is the key, and faith unlocks the door. So let's continue to pray in faith, y'all, knowing that our Jesus is of prayer answering God. When we pray, especially according to his will, hallelujah, according to his word, saints, glory be to God. And then verse 15 says, and this is very powerful. This is in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. It says, in everything give thanks, my God, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. I just got to say this. He's saying give thanks. Too many of us are complaining. Too many of us are murmuring about what we don't have. Listen, learn to appreciate what you have. If you continually give God thanks for what you have, I'm a witness that he will give you the things that you don't. Hallelujah. Because God had to teach me that. Hallelujah. Truly, we got to remember that our God answers prayer. So many times, me and my husband, we didn't know, hallelujah, how certain bills was going to get paid. We didn't know, Lord, but we knew we had to turn to God. So we began to pray. We began to stand on the promises that God told us in Philippians 4:19, I will supply all your needs according to my riches in glory. We have to keep saying that until, hallelujah, the manifestation came. But we have to say it in faith, knowing what he did before. It's so important, saints, that when you pray, remember what he did before. Even when you pray, say, Lord, right now I'm in the need. But God, on yesterday, you did this for me. I remember you came through, God. Hallelujah. Just in the right time. Hallelujah. God is always right on time, saints. We've got to trust what he did on yesterday. He's able to do today. Listen, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. His word will not change. Hallelujah. God said, my word shall never return void, but it shall accomplish that which I've sent it out to do. When we pray, expect, hallelujah, your miracle. Expect, hallelujah, a breakthrough in your life. Hallelujah. Expect things to change. Expect, hallelujah, your children to be transformed. Hallelujah. Proverbs let us know that the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. I've got children that me and my husband are yet praying for. They're both natural and spiritual. We have spiritual children as well as natural. We're praying for our sons and daughters that they would give their lives totally to the Lord. Hallelujah. We've got to give our children, give our situation totally to the Lord, y'all. Give it to him in faith. Jesus said, cast all your cares on him, for he careth for us. Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavily laden, and I will give you rest. Hallelujah. He said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Saints, whatever it is, give it to Jesus. Hallelujah. This 1 Thessalonians 5 is a powerful chapter. I'm going to read a few more and then I'll be done. He says, despise not, quench not the spirit. Verse 20 says, despise not prophesying. When we are given the word of God, we got to accept that word and not reject it. Saint 21, prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from all appearances of evil. That's very plain. So we don't want to, you know, do anything that people may misunderstood as that we're doing something wrong. 23 says, and the very God of peace, this is the result of us obeying this word, and the very God of peace will sanctify you. I mean, he'll cleanse us, purify us, cleanse us. And I will pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of the Lord. If we do these words, hallelujah, we've already spoken, we will be sanctified, holy from the inside out. 24, faithful is he that calleth you, and will do it. Brethren, pray for us. That's what I just say. Pray for each other, saints. Keep Pastor Darlene in prayer. Keep your individual pastors in prayer. Pray for the clergy everywhere. Pray for the facilities. Greet all the brethren with a holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord this epistle be read unto all the holy brethren. This is why I'm reading it, because we are considered the holy brethren, the holy saints of Jesus Christ. And this epistle should be read as a reminder of what kind of people God is looking for when he come back. 28, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all, and amen. And I'm going to step out of the way, and I pray that there's something that I may have said to encourage your heart to live a holy life. Say, live holy than you ever have in your life, because I'm telling you, as we've been already told this week, Jesus is soon to come. Love you all. Peace and blessings. Shalom. All right, Apostle, would you like to carry us to the next stage, or we can have our dear pastor, Darlene Bundage, if she would like to have words. Praise the Lord.
Okay. Praise, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Our wonderful evangelist. We are just so grateful for this word today. And as always, it's just so powerful when you share and how you explain and just let us know just what God is speaking to us. And I'm just grateful that we will continue to be the doers of the word. And I mean, you said the different prayers that you mentioned, praying for our enemies, praying for our families, praying for each other. I mean, just praying without ceasing is so important. You know, as you go through the day, you don't have to wait until we're here together, but in your own private time, do your prayers. You know, God has put a prayer in our hearts, and that's one reason why we're here, is because we love to pray. And we know that prayer is making a difference in lives of the people. And I just want to share that yesterday I was at my daughter's home with the family, the Gibson family, and there was a change of attitudes. It was like there was a sense of helpfulness from the kids. They weren't complaining. And I'm just grateful for the prayers that we have been praying. We continue to pray for them, that God will help them to do the things they need to do. And I'm just seeing the change. I saw the change on yesterday. So that's just an opportunity for me to share the testimony that God is moving. You know, God is doing things. And so, you know, we will continue to pray one for another and see God move. You know, sometimes we just have to keep those prayers going until we see the manifestation. We pray asking, then we pray thanking him, because we know he's already doing the work that we desire from him. And we cannot change from doing this work. And as we pray, there are things that are changing in the atmosphere, even in our neighborhoods. We may not see everything that God is doing. We cannot see everything that God is doing, but he is doing a work through the prayers, the fervent, effectual prayers of righteous men and women who come together and pray, not only on this prayer line, but there are people praying around the world. And so we thank God for even those who are in fact, I want to just request prayer for those who are in these foreign countries who don't have the freedom that we do, who are being persecuted, prosecuted because of Christ. So we want to pray for our fellow helpers in these foreign countries who are struggling because of the spirit of Antichrist in those countries. So that's one of the requests that I want to put out there today. And we're going to let me give a few more requests, and then we'll have those who have requests or comments. You have a comment on the word, you can do that. But I want to pray for a sister by the name of Geraldine. She is substitute teaching. She's been looking for a substitute teacher work, and so she'll be at Grady High School today, and she's asked us to pray for her concerning that. She also needs a car, and she has some trees that need to be cut down in her yard, so we'll pray for Geraldine for that. Then my grandson David, he was sneezing really bad yesterday, and apparently he won't be able to go to school, so I'll have to watch him today. So we'll be praying that he will clear up his passages, and the sneezing and whatever is going on in his body will cease. So, and then we will keep all of our children in prayer, all the children around the world. Pray for them, especially those in the schools. I mean, it's just a much-needed thing for us to pray and cover our children in the schools. Some of the schools have put things in place to stop those who would try to come in with guns. But even when they get outside, these people may have bad intentions. And we thank God that we can pray and intercede on behalf of the school children, the teachers, the principals, the bus drivers, the crossing guards, the cafeteria workers, just everybody connected to the school. So we'll be praying for that once again. We also want to pray for marriages. We want to keep that in prayer. We did get a good report again this week about a marriage. God is just blessing and healing marriages, and also the single people. We'll pray for those who desire to be married, that they will be connected with the right people before they walk down that aisle, that God will help them to be in a spirit of discernment, to know the truth before they get, you know, down the aisle and have some deception. And then when you get married, then crazy things start happening. So we'll be praying for that today. Okay, so anybody else with a request or want to share something? I mean, that word was so rich today. So you're free to speak at this time.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. I just thank God for the word this morning that was brought forth by Apostle Horsley and Sister Wanda Lynn. That was just this hallelujah. I just thank God for it. And I thank God for my family members, how I continue to see changes and stuff. I thank God for blessing their grades, because most my daughter Michelle, my grandson Colin, my granddaughter Ebony, they are going to school, and that they and my niece Tasha, they are going to school, that God bless that, and you know, they become A students, and hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and finish hallelujah their studies, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you. Thank God for the healing of my niece, Tanya, everyone in the household from the COVID virus, Father, that healing come forth in Jesus' name. And I just appreciate God for my life. Hallelujah, the name of Jesus, that I continue to study. Our workman needed not being ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth in the name of Jesus, and just for commitment and my faithfulness, you know, with this ministry and stuff. So I just appreciate God for what he's doing in our lives, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Anybody else?
Yes, I'd like to have prayer for my niece, Alondra. She's in need of prayer, with, and also her spouse, nephew, and my nephew named Tylen. So we want to pray for Alondra and Tylen. We also would like to pray for families for soul salvation. And let's just pray for those who experience a loss there in Hawaii. Let's just pray that God would give them comfort during this time, and that God would also allow them to rebuild their lives, and that through the chaos and through the trouble, that souls would be saved even in the midst. Let's pray for world peace. Let's pray for the nations. And of course, let's remember our dear Pastor Scholastica as she's on her missionary journey. God bless you all.
Amen.
Good morning.
Also continue to, go ahead, Sister Mary.
Yes. Good morning. I will thank God for the word this morning. Thank God for the family of prayer, praise, and deliverance. So it's such a blessing this morning to just be in the midst of God's people and uplifting his name and just learning and growing in him. So I thank God for each of you. I would like for prayer, for continue to pray for my family, the Ford family, and especially all those that are connected to me, in Jesus' name. And, again, I'm getting a little taste of being in the school system back, but definitely they need prayers. And just want to pray for the continue to pray for those students who lack and stuff, or come in with such, with disabilities, that they be treated kind and nice, and that the teachers have the patience, they have the training, most of them, but they got to be they allow a lot of self to get into it and in them, and allow them to, you know, kind of mistreat the children that with special needs, and you know, mm-hmm. having a lot of disabilities such as autism, and some are just bound to, you know, wheelchairs and that nature. So we continue to think about them as well as being their students, their babies, they're our children. So in Jesus' name, thank you so much for your prayers. Amen.
Amen. Somebody else out there want to say something before we start praying or before we go further into the hour?
Well, thank you, God, for the day. Thank you, God, for all that transpired here. It's a beautiful day. We're looking to God continue to bless. We thank God for the scripture of the week.
I also want to pray for my daughter. My daughter is she's a teacher at the school where her children go, and she's a Spanish teacher. And this year they didn't have enough students for a full day of teaching. She's got a few classes, but then she's doing other things. And I pray that God will give her the desire to do what they're asking her to do. I mean, she's still got her job, and it's just not what she went in there to do. But just pray that God will just give her the wisdom on how to handle the situation that she's in right now. So Jamila is her name. So we'll be praying for Jamila this morning concerning her job. Amen.
Sister Gladys this morning again. Prayer for my sister Mary and my brother Louis, that their relationship be restored. There's something that happened to them, and she's highly upset with him, and she's highly upset. You know, they're highly upset with each other. So the God that bring that relationship back together in Jesus' name, hallelujah, because we're the only three that are left. And so the enemy's trying to come in and destroy, hallelujah, what God has started, hallelujah, that he won't win, that relationship be restored in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. He will do it. Okay, well, we have these requests, and we are here to pray. So we're going to pray for these requests right now. So let's just come together. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you this morning for our sister Geraldine, oh God. We thank you, Lord, first of all, that she is a woman of God, and that she knows that prayer can just sing, oh God, and prayer is important. We pray, God, today as a substitute to Brady High School, Lord, that she would do well, oh God, and she'll get even more opportunities to teach, Lord. And Lord, we know that you can bless her with the Lord, God. So I pray, God, today for the miraculous
In the name of Jesus,
in the
Thank you, Father, for all faithfulness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for all that I commit, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for life, for blessing, for praise, and service. Thank you, Father, for unity in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, that your kingdom will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father,
we magnify your name, God. Give her the patience, God, and will Thank you, right.
I
want
that God who got it, the right thing who got it, to
end
your way. Lord, we know that you can give us favor, God.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, that you open up their understanding. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus,
so that you
pay for these
jobs,
Father. Thank you, Father, for my school jobs, Father. In the name of Jesus, Father.
In the name of Jesus,
thank you, right. I forgive and forget about the past,
God.
Give
us
life today,
God.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we know that today that Mary is going
to
be in the mighty name of
another.
And Lord, we forgive every antichrist spirit, the spirit of God. I'm
needed
to go what I did it. The spirit of rejection is bound. in the name of Jesus. I decree today that we rejoice in the Lord, because the Lord God is our strength, and he makes our feet like hinds feet. I decree that he makes us to walk upon high places in the name of Jesus. I decree today that the Lord gives us strength when we get weary. When we are down, he brings us up in Jesus' name. I decree that we cast all of our cares upon him, because he does care for us in the name of Jesus. I decree that we have been sanctified, we're set apart, made holy by faith in God. I decree that we are the lender and not the borrower in Jesus' name. I decree that our bodies are healed by the stripes of Jesus. I decree that our miracle is coming right now in Jesus' name. And I decree that souls are being saved by the prayers of the righteous. And I decree that the word of God continues to go forth with demonstration and power in Jesus' name. And I decree that the floodgates of heaven open over our lives, and we receive deliverance and enlargement for our lives in Jesus' name. So as we are leaving, I want you to remember, I love you, and I thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, your family, your friends, and your folks. We're loving people into the kingdom, because that is what God desires for us to do, to love everybody in Jesus' name. So let us go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen. Have a beautiful day and a lovely life in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carroll Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carroll Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. 859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.